This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5.
I got to tell you, when I found out about Prince today, that's one of those that it was like when I found out about Bowie. It just kind of hit you, you know? I have to admit, that one
makes you feel old.
Well, he's only 57, man.
I know, but like when people like Prince are dying, it means that, you know.
We're getting old. I know I'm getting old. I get that. But, dude, I mean, 57 is too young for anybody, even for somebody who lived their life as a rock star and a musician and everything else. Although, and he was still performing up until, a month ago or so. Not even that.
Yeah.
So, kind of that one was a surprise. I know he's had some health issues lately, but unlike
these guys, these artists, they don't like people to know when they get sick.
Yeah.
They don't like people to know when they're falling off. They don't like, you know, that's why Bowie didn't tell anybody about what was going on with him. Nobody knew that Bowie had cancer. And then I think from what I hear, there's rumors that say Prince had cancer as well, and he just didn't want anybody to know about it.
Wow.
I don't know how these guys are keeping this a secret. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people who would, and I guess in a way I kind of understand wanting to have a private life, but there's a lot of people who would support, you know, these guys and, you know, want to be there to help.
But I think everybody has to deal with something like that in their own way. And obviously, he stayed out of the TMZ spotlight.
Well, he's always been, like, hard to get access to, period.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's always been very, very protective of, you know, his personal life, and he's done a good job with that. But I hate to see it, man. It's just, just bums me out.
No doubt. So. One of the greats, a real legend and a real genius, man. It's disappointing to hear, but it happens. We get celebrity deaths all the time, but Bowie and Prince, those are
icons, man.
In a time when music is kind of crappy, and let's be realistic about what music is now. It's crappy. People don't realize like how people like Bowie and Prince really changed music for the better. And so when these dudes start dying, like I said, it's just another piece of the bridge from good music to bad music being broken off. And eventually, when all these Princes and Bowies are dead, you know, people like Kanye West are going to run the frickin' world, and that's what people are going to think is good music. So it's kind of a damn shame, really.
It is, and for all these bands now that they're using technology instead of musicianship, man, this was a guy who could play everything. I mean, he could play piano like a champ. He was a terrific guitarist, in addition to being a great composer. I mean, he was just a musician and a composer and an artist and an icon. And, you know, for those of you who are too young to really know who Prince was.
That's probably everyone sitting at this table.
Yeah, I mean,
us.
Well, because, yeah, all these, our promo people are 15, so.
Yeah. Most people, like, if the promo, like, most people who are, like, under the age of 30 probably mostly know Prince from the Chappelle Show.
Yeah.
When he was really good at basketball and made great pancakes. And that's what people know him as.
But. It wasn't that long ago he did the Super Bowl halftime show. So,
yeah.
But again, that stretch was a lot of guys from eras that you and I are from and that people are and more of that 30-year window that we're in. I think those people know who he was. But
they get all, you know, worked up over guys like Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Prince was like Justin Timberlake before Justin Timberlake. Prince used to get the chicks all – he used to get them going.
Oh, yeah.
Prince was the man.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.